quotes, like in Mahoye, in the presence of Shiva. Because obviously, people like to talk. And if Ruben expresses his protest in the presence of two Edim, so then the presumption is that these two Edim, that this protest has reached the notice, or has received the notice of Shimon, because Chavre. So when can we say Chavre Yisrael if there is perfect peace and goodwill between Yehud and God? But if the government in Yehud and the government in Goliath do not get along, so then we do not say Chavre Yisrael, because the Ruben de Morekane, he expressed his protest in the presence of Duedim and Yehude. But how can Shimon be expected to receive notice of this protest? After all, there isn't such wonderful transport communication between Yehude and Goliath, because they don't get along. Stam Yehude and Goliath is Kishaschim and Doni. So we say that there isn't real communication between Yud and Golem, ordinarily. And here we say, Kibidikel and Golem Mishdashtehe, even though Yud and Golem had local governments and the two governments didn't get along, so mainly there wasn't good communication between the people in Yud and people in Golem. So why do we say, Ligabe Fanechta Fanechta, they say it's in Italy? So it takes a Heimish and Shinamazi Dark Lars and Mosamachoy. אבל הוכה שמחזרס החרדים המכירים, חסים לסעידים מצויים מקיימים. The fact that you didn't go and they didn't get along, but it wasn't, there was no real conflict between them. So mainly a number of people who ever wanted to go from you didn't go and went. Now, daily regal, so they were מחויב to daily regal. So mainly, in spite of the bad relationship that existed between Yehud and the governments of Yehud and Goliath. So many people did go from one place and the other. But there wasn't transportation with ease. Only those who had to go went. Someone who didn't have to go, didn't go. Because Yehud and Goliath didn't get along. But those who had to go, did go. And they could get permission to go. So the melee, since there were a number of people who used to travel from Yehuda to Goliath, those they rebel. So the melee, it was between Likani. Mashenke, Ligami Machoye. So no one feels the burden of having a conversation with the Edim in whose presence the Morikame expressed his protest. So the melee, we do not say that presumably the Marzik had notice of the protest by the Morikame. Because in order that the Marzik, that the Marzik should get notice of the Machoye of the Morikame, he can hear it through hearsay too. And so mainly, even though people are always going and moving, but Chavre is late. So the one who goes to another place, so he tells another person who remains in the same place. Mimele, he conveys the information, the message. So we presume that the Marzik had notice of the Morikame's Machoye. Mashinkin here he must get the two people who recognize the signatures. And it cannot be done for hearsay. So the Mele, since Mechuze, they are always mobile and they always keep on traveling and going, and you can never reach them for a certain time, so the Mele, it's impossible to authenticate the signatures. ויום הרבין צורכי רחס ויסבר את ישראל ורבין צורכי רבין צורכי על ואת ישראל לא יסור די בחוץ לאורז ויצר מון ינע מצורך ורבי כים די פקיר לשמוע שמקפיד את זה על זה וכן נדעו אבי תווי וכן נדעו מכל עיר רבי יסלי לרבי ואם תיבר המי צורך לרבי לפעמים לכת מהגמוני להגמוני והרבי לך יש להחלופה כים יודם ולנהנה ויש להם על דם התחילו עם מסקל לפעמים לכת משום יחלוף אבל כי ונדקינו משום לשמוע ונסייע תיקנו שיהיה מה בכל מוקים עד בארץ ישראל וכל זה כתבו אלא מה בן העיר מיהו כי משם הכי בני כאילו רגולי מי שכה שריחה לאב מוסלם בא עם בואי מה בן העיר דק קאטי כבן העיר מכם יש לו יקבי לבות ידידי אוי שמעתי מזה על זה but now the Gemara says Rabbi Yisrael the Rove so the Gemara is the Kashe my bin Ayer but I thought that I would be able to cover the Gemara twice so then So on Tuesday, you should be prepared. You should be prepared on the Gemara up to the bottom place. Up to the bottom. Up to the Sugya of Shiloh.
Shuach up down and getting Chav Ches Cheshvan Hei Tav Shalom and Test November 20th, 1978
on Thursday. There's the next mission. So if somebody should deliver the gift in Nezayam and he cannot say Panachim Panachim, so then it requires Kiyu Chsima Seif without the Fondak Fondak. Va'avinambo, mai ven yochaleima. What does it mean, ven yochaleima? Ilaime, cheresh, cheresh ba'asui, gutiru. So, is cheresh, is cheresh, a bachoche of the real thing you get? Va'atnam, hakot shim, lov, is aget, chub, is chut, v'char, shim, kof. Because he's not the bashi ches. So what kind of a cheresh is not qualified to be a shliach. Only a cheresh in shemeya ben midah, if he is deaf and mute. But suppose he is mute, but he's not deaf. He's mute and delay. He's kosher a shliach. Now, why doesn't the Gemara apply this mishnah of in yochel to a delay? And you will be kosher a shliach as best as So what my reason is, what am I asking on? Kikim shenos no lo, kikim shu pikeya. Velo hi speak lima before the nechta, before the nechta. Ash nishanish. So in Yochel means he became deaf and mute. Deaf and mute. And it does not mean just he became mute so that we wouldn't have any kasha. Of the techer ashe yikotin is possibly shlichas because since it says the expression bin yochel, so the expression bin yochel implies that now is a special reason arose as to why you cannot sing for nechta for nechta. If the Mishnah is referenced to Nilay, so it's not bin yochel now, because he was never able to talk. So the boy let me mark it in Nilay. And here the Mishnah uses the Loshi Bin Yochel. In other words, something developed now. The last minute, something developed. Originally, he was able, but he became handicapped and he became disabled later on. He became disabled later on. So what does it mean? It means that he was a cheresh, but a cheresh all the time, so then he's supposed to be shlichas. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, what am I asking on? Ki shenos lo ki shevi keyach, but he's been able to find out from the nechta, ad shen is cheresh. Li rove nich, li rabbi kash. So according to Rabbi, we understand, because even though he cannot sing for nechta from the nechta, he became a cheresh gomor, and midabu ben shemeyach. But if any man mekayim dechsimah, so it's just so it is good enough, because all that is necessary is to be sure that the shtar wasn't forged, that dechsimah seidim wasn't forged. So that can be authentic, verified by kiyum. But according to Rabbi, So it's necessary to verify that the get was written in Shmo. If Edima Mikaindach Simeh, so we know it wasn't forged. But how do we know that it was written in Shmo? Now, what is difficult with this Gemara, why did the Gemara inject this whole thing? That's a difficulty in itself, it has nothing to do with Rabbi Brod. So just because the Gemara had a certain kashe and this Mishnah, so the Gemara has to inject it here? What's the bearing of this? So the Mashor, there is a Mashor. And what the Mashor says is really mentioned in the Ritva and the Gemara further. But the Ritva mentions the same Yisod and the Gemara Dafei on the base. But the Mashor mentions this longness in regard to this Gemara. I mean, this Gemara is very strange. Why did the Gemara all of a sudden inject the whole chapter of Italian of Maimon Yochel? All right, that is difficult. It's nothing to do with this kasha. So if the Gemara injects it here, apparently it has a bearing. It has a bearing now. Now, what's the shaykhes of this Gemara of Maimon Yochel and in our Gemara? So the Mashal explains it very well. Now look at the Mashal. What's the name? The house that you make in the Kherej, Shemidoch, 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 Abu Yad, we make in Bila, in Roy Shalero, so to the Pshit is three, the Nostradamki to Shuri. The Romu is Lichet the Badas, who with three is Yashi, Mashi Makshino, nobody last three or have Abino. What's the Shaitres? The Omar Abi is Yoch Maskin. The Mikubi the Price, Ich Shemir Tixel in the Ram. Whatever the Pshat is, but it's not negated, this Gemara. So just because you have a problem with understanding the Mishnah, so you have to mention it here, there are many other things that have to be explained in the Mishnah. Amayti, mikum de praise, ich shiye, tipsel le rabbi, amayti is galei bikim chizma. Mishikos bechidusha rasha. Di yeish leima, di yamu misuk meshati, bi yilehu, havi niche gam le rabbi. Kim di uva das, גם אם לא יימד נכתב לשמו, יוכל נכתב לחסב, די נכתב לשמו, אבל משום קיום, קיום שטור הסעיף הסביקרה, כאילו יקרמל, אם הייתה עם מבואים בפני קיום, לא יישג לו בקסיב הסעיף, שבפון אותו נכתב, די מפי הם לא יפקסו בו, ולא יודי בו אחרי, או אחות שכסף בפון הם נכתב, לשניים מקיום שטור הס, די פינו מפי הם לא יפקסו בו, אבל השתד על כוח לסיכנו בחרש, להיות בכסיבו סי, שנכתב לשמוע מהמרו סי, כי משאי מבדה. So he says, if the reason is why did not inject all this shackle tie here, is because if we could apply the Mishnah to the Ilayim, then there would be any difficulty on the trial. There wouldn't be any difficulty. Because then we could say that Leini Yochel means any lay. So the Aloha is, so if it is any lay, so then if we could apply the Mishnah to any lay, then there wouldn't be any problem with Rabbi. Because even though he's any lay, in other words, now can any lay say before and after before and after? He cannot say, but he can put it down in writing. So what's the chisom ba'edis? What's the chisom ba'edis? If he puts down in writing, maybe he will pick so. So the Rashbo says, that depends. According to Rabistan, that the Hagodah before and after is based upon Lishbo, so then it doesn't require it. It doesn't require this, because Pim Piksovom is a chisom in Edis. But in the Dechod and Bisum, is there a psul of Pim Piksovom? And if the Dechod will testify by writing a letter that this Chatire is Chile Boshume, it will also be just as good. In Edis, there is a loche of the Pim Piksovom. So the Meile, if so, it's a big chiddush in the Rashi, but the Ritva says the same thing on the next one. If we say that the Hagodah Rifonenachta is based upon Lishmo, now the Gemara has the Kasha. So that should require to end in the Dovah Shavah Post Mishnayim. So the Gemara says Rif Gimei. So the Rabbanon the Atzrech, Vochem Mishin Ibu Ne'akil the Rabbanon. So Mele, that means that since the whole Hagodah of determining that it's Lishmo is on the Rabbanon, so it doesn't require all the Dinim of Eidus. So Mele Piksomim is also good. Piksomim is also good. True, even that required with rises, so then because of the aloha of Indom Shebeavo, it would require Eidus. It would require Eidus. But since with rises, it doesn't require an Eidus. Because they gave me. And it's only with Rabbonon, so the Mele, we should begin a kill of Rabbonon, that it should have the din of Isurim. So the Mele, it does not have a Chalish and Eidus. It's like Isurim. In Isurim, some Pixolom is good. Mashaikin, according to Obesta, that the Shneid Mitzurim Mikaime, even according to Rove, so it's only required with Rabbonon, because with Raisei Machsumash Vashkaras Mibesli. But since it's an Indian of Kim Shtores requires Eides. True, here there is a special Kule, the Gemara also says, here, Mishmikun Akil Rabbonon, that even a Dechot should be good, so that we should begin a killer abonon that the Nidechot also has the din of Eides. In Kolatere Kule, so Eides only if you have a Gode of two, it has a din of Eides. But if you have a Gode of one, it does not have a din of Eides. And here the Chachomim will make it that even one and even a Nishe should also be kosher. But it's kosher with Eras Eides. Since it's kosher with Eras Eides, so maybe there is a psalm in Pixon. This is how we explain it. This is the reason as to why the Gemara injects all this Shachle Vitaye. What was the Shaitas? Who is interested in understanding this mission? Right now we are interested with Rav and Rav. So the answer is this. The Gemara has to mention it. The Gemara has to mention that this Mishnah cannot have reference to anything. Because if it had reference to Nilem, so then on the contrary, according to Rabbi it would be good, and according to Rabbi it would be difficult. But we already pointed out that the Mishnah does not have reference to Nilem. Because if the Mishnah had reference to Nilem, then the Mishnah would use the expression in Yochel. But the Mishnah would say, Viloyomach. Or in Yochel Emer. And then, according to Rabbi, So then the Gemara wouldn't ask a kasha according to Rabbi. Then the Gemara could ask a kasha according to Rabbi. But since we already pointed out that in Yochel does not mean Ilim, but in Yochel means Cheresh. And what does it mean, Cheresh? It doesn't mean that he was all the time Cheresh. So then he cannot even be a Shulia. But it means he became a Cheresh in Yidav and Nishemeya at last moment. So Memele is L'Rove Niche L'Rabbe Kashi. So this is mentioned, this is sort of the Rajbo, of the Masho is mentioned by the Ritva in the next one. When we reach the Ritva, we will see in what context the Ritva mentioned that. But the Ritva said the same thing that the Masho says here. In other words, now, Midraise, so we don't, even according to Rabbi, the Shmiya doesn't have to make any Agode, and according to Rabbi, it doesn't have to make any Agode. It's only the Rabbi. But according to Rabbi, it is because of the Shmo. If it's because of the Shmo, so then it doesn't require a din of Eidus. So the Mishnah Gunakil Rabbonin is that it's like Yisur. Even though it's in Dovah Shebe'alvo, that since it's only Rabbanon, so the Chachomim treat it as Isur. If they treat it as Isur, in some Pesolim is also good. But if the Tam is because of Bifon and Echta, and if the Tam of Bifon and Echta from Nechta is because of Kibum, so even though that itself is Midrabbanon, because Midrai is saying, Machsum Shtaskar is in the best. But since it has a Chalish and Kibum, so merely it requires Eidus. True, that the Dechot is never, the Nisho is never, so here the Chachomim will make kill, and said that even the Agode of Nisho has a din of Agoreseides. Agoreseides. But it has a chalais din of Agoreseides, even when it's given by the Nisho. So the Mela, since it has a chalishem of Agoreseides, so the Mela, it is, Mipiksovim is known. This is what the Rashi says. I mean, this is what the Rashi says.
Well, according to Rava, should you also need Aedis? If I got to say this, because you say Rava Yisle to Rava.
Oh, but this is, all right, Eidach Nami.
We just said it right
so
a moment ago.
Eidach Nami. But the reason as to why, Eidach Nami, the reason as to why the Gemara mentions the Avinim Bo, Halo, the Avinim Bo, Maivin Yoch Lema, is because before the Maskone the Trabi is like Rabbi. So then, if we could apply it to Hillel, so then there wouldn't be any difficulty, according to Rabbi. Of course, according to Maskone of the Amore, the Trabi is like Rabbi, so then the Rabbi would also be difficult. But the Amore is saying that according to the Havamini, if Rabbi is less like Rabbi, then there wouldn't be any kashe against Rabbi. On the basis of the Shmo, yes.
Wouldn't it still be good even going to Maskana? Because we're saying, Masha says that's why it's the Yeshua Lehim is kind of Chosmo.
In Echaname, alright. So mainly it would be good because the Yeshua Lehim is kind of Chosmo. So the Mele, that would verify that it's Niskayim, that it wasn't forged. Alright. So, now. The Ritva says the same Chiddush, and the Gemara further. Because the Gemara on the second Omer says, mentions Machlekel, Shem Levi, and Rabbi Echelen, Bifni Kamon Eistel. So, Chadom Bifni Shnaim, Chadom Bifni Shlesh. So the Gemara said, let me welcome you. Mandom Bifni Shnaim, because of Lishmo. So maybe it doesn't require this. Umandoma Bifnishleisho, he holds like Chove. That is because of Kiyu. So Kiyu requires this. That's what it, so the Gemara says no. Because first of all, Mitra Bishir Belevi Kosovam Shilishmo, so Rabbiyechen Kosovam Shilishmikaimi, Veitram is like Chove. Alright. But then the Gemara says, so the Ritva is the Kashi. Why did the Gemara in the Halam say? That the mando ma'ruig who bases the pfonechtam for the nechtam upon lishmo, so then it doesn't require three people, only requires two, and only the mando ma'ru bases the pfonechtam for the nechtam and the tam of kiyum. He requires lishmo, but even not from the point of view of lishmo, but since Eidim have to testify that it is Lishmo, and so Kabbalah says this requires Bezen. So even from the point of view of Lishmo, it should require Shleisho. Because the Kakolis Chachomim was that the Shliach has to testify. So Bezen has to be Kabbalah this. And I'm going to say this, Bechutz, in the street, Shalom Bifne Bezen, is not a Mivare. Only, I'm going to say this, Bezen is a Mivare. So that's the Ritva's Kash. וכי תאימה הוא מנדומה ובשם כאילו לשמור המי סעני מבייס תאימי מנדומה ובשם יצרן קיימי ודהוכה ואוסו קבולסיידס הוא מה לי קבולסיידס מן אכסיבס מה לי קבולסיידס מן אכסיבס של לשמור because the תקולס חכומים was that we need our God to say this to establish that it was written לשמור so in my way there has to be קבולסיידס not just our God to say this ויש לאימה ומן דומה משם לשמור מדין השליח מהם די דאך האט נמר ביסו יל אַ טיימע דאָ האב איך שוין באַר און איך דאָ מאל און מי און שני קינע איך קיל ביאס און יס אז איך קישאל ביסו די דאך האט נמר ביך די טיימע שמע דאך האט נמר נו אין צור שליש שון צין נו היי דאמי דאליסע שיי צור איך וואי ביך ניגן דיי ניק קאפּל זייטס און ווי די נו דאַט און טריי נאמען ווי בוי אל מיש מחום קדי שישי ניס הי צרי חושמים רדוב בפני בייס כדי שישליח ניס אבל מנדומה משם קיום, שליח אין אמון משם ידחות, שהוא נאמר בישר. אלו תאיבי של מדין הקים שטוב אסלו לבוי, אל דרבון לדעת. So the Ritva says that. In other words, that if the town is because of Nishmo, so it doesn't require Kabbalah Seydes, because the Hagodah of Yidachot and Bissur doesn't require Kabbalah Seydes with the Bess. That's how Lohi Nidus, how Pishtai Nidin. As a matter of fact, the Ramban mentions in the name of Hasadi Goyen, in his Perush and Chumash, of Shnayim Mishlish or Yochim Goro. So Hasadi Goyen says, so the Gemara Makes deduces from this, what it means Shnayim Mishlish? If Shnayim is no, so why do the Torah have to mention Shlish? So the Gemara deduces the Aloha of Nitzach and Koro Apostle. So it is from two, just the Shnayim. So if one is a Koro or Apostle, so there it's bottom because we have only one eight left and one is not enough. So if Mishleish or Meyo, if one turns out to be a Koro or Apostle, so it's Kuntin. So the Gemara deduces it. But Rav Sadi Goyen says that the Pshutish of Mikhoi is Al Pishnayim Mishleish, that means Shnayim, Eidim. Shnayim Eidim, or Pishnayim Mishleish Eidim, you must amaze. So in other words, that Shnayim Hagudah Seydes, and Shleish for Kabbalah Seydes. That requires Shleish, requires Bez. So it's Alochim Eidis, that Eidis requires Kabbalah Seydes by Bez. But by Dechot and Bisum, we don't require Kabbalah Seydes. So if Nidechot testifies in the street, not with the Bez, it's also insufficient. So the middle he says, if the time of Vanyakta is because of Mishmor, then the Mishumignakul Rabbonim is that he doesn't have to, it's not subject to all the Digma Vedas. It doesn't require Kabbalah Seydes. But if it is because of Mishumikaime, then it requires Kabbalah Seydes. So that Chiddush is really mentioned by the Middle. Even though this Yisod that the Hashbo mentions is mentioned by the Ritva, but I don't know whether what the Mashor says in its context is the way the Ritva says in Makis. So what does the Mashor say? The Mashor says that the reason is why the Gemara says Va'avinu Ba'alov, to point out that if we could apply the Mishnah to an Ilay, then there wouldn't be any difficulty against the Rabbi's demolition. Because then on the contrary, according to Rabbi, so he could write down the before and after before and after. Mashem came, if it is based upon Kiyum, so then he couldn't write down. So in other words, the Mashor is assuming that if two Eidim who would come to Bez and testify in their moments, and instead of testifying orally, they would put down a writing, they wouldn't talk. So then the Haggadah is not even Haggadah. The Ritva in Makkah says that we peer when we pick someone. But I mean the Masho, the Masho is alright. I'm trying to explain the Masho. The Ritva in Makkah says that we peer when we pick someone only implies that if two Eidim don't come before us, they don't appear in person before us. They send the letter to us, and they, in the letter, they mention the Agoda, then it's not good. But suppose, let's say the doctor told the Eidim, you have to minimize the talking. You have to minimize the talking. Because he has a sore throat, so the doctor told the Eidim that they should minimize the talking. And then they come to Besdin, and as they stand before Besdin, in order not to talk, not to use their mouth and their lips, so they have a piece of paper, they testify. So then the Ritva says, the Akkod is a good Akkod. Mipiyem elim piksovom only means, that it's not good, if they send the letter to us. Rashi and Chumash says, Mipiyem elim piksovom shalei yishlachu igeres lepes. That's Rashi says in Chumash. But if they appear in person, but instead of testifying orally, they testify in writing. Because they don't want to talk. They don't want to use their mouth. The doctor told them not to minimize the talking. Then it's a good. Then it's a good outcome. So the question is, how does the Masho say that if the time is because of the Mitzvah, so then if an Ilay would put say that Bufanlechta, in writing on a piece of paper, before Bez, so then it will not be good, because according to Rabbi Stam of the Insulikai, then it requires, I'm going to say this, and by this there is aloha we pick someone, but then it says Marcus, that we pick someone is only Shayach, if we send a letter to Bez, when they in themselves don't appear in person, but if they in themselves appear in person, but instead of testifying with their mouth, with their lips, so they testify by means of writing, then it's alright. No, but the Mashal is right, you see, because Rabbetam Shite is that if Eidim send a letter to Bez, so the Akkodah is a good Akkodah. So how does he say Mipiyam Lipisom? How does he explain the Droshe of Mipiyam Lipisom? So that is reference Prat Lilim. That's Rosh Nagmore Mishorze. Mipiyam Lipisom, Prat Lilim. Or Ashkiyagi Prat Lilim. You want Roshe, is Ashayagi Pratlili, want Roshe is Mipium Lixovo Pratlili. So that means, so according to Rametam, only if he's incapable of talking, then he cannot testify by sending a letter to Bez. But if he's capable of talking, and he sends the letter to Bez, then the Agon is with Agon. Rashi and most Rashiim Achilik Rametam, and they say that Mipium Lixovo, so is possible even if he's wrong to talk, even if he's capable of talking. But the din that Rabbetam mentions is true according to Rashi too. According to Rashi, they are two halachas, and then we'll be able to understand as to why we have two droshes. One droshe is the Pirul Piksovo, and one droshe is Ashayagit Pradlili. In other words, because it's two separate alochas. The aloha of Mipiyam Elim Piksovo, implies according to Rashi that Hagodah, that is, if they don't appear in person, so that Hagodah is not good. Now let's say, suppose the Eidim will collapse. As a matter of fact, it will be the same soul, according to the longness of the Ritva in Makkah. Suppose Eidim will collapse. They have to be in another country, in a distant place. So they'll call up on the telephone, and they'll talk to Bezin, and there'll be a hookup, so every member of the Bezin, so will be able to hear what they them say. So, and they will testify over the telephone. It will not be good. It will be the same soon as Mipiyam Olympic Sovereign. Because according to what the Ritva says in Marquez, Mipiyam Olympic Sovereign doesn't imply that it has to be all testimony with the mouth, with the lips, not inviting. If the Eidim appear in person, but they refuse to talk, instead they put it in writing, So then it's a light. So Pixolom implies that if they send the letter, so that means if the Eidim don't appear in person before this, so then it's not Agadah. So Mimele, even if they testify with the mouth, but over the telephone, they don't appear before Bezdin. So it's the same psul. That's one psul. And then there is another psul that even Rav Netam agrees, if he's not able to talk. Now here, we are talking of someone who is an Ilay. So then, the Marshal is right. The only thing, the only inaccurate statement, that's loved after, because the Mashor mentions Mipiyam and Mixovam, he should mention Asher Yagid Prat Hilet, rather than Mipiyam and Mixovam. That's the only inaccurate thing in the Mashor. But what the Mashor says is right. But this is how the Mashor explains the Gemore. Vavinam Bomaivin Yochaleim. Why does the Gemore have to mention? So he says, he explains it, the reason is why the Gemore mentions this, to point out that the only reason as why there is a kasha against Rabbi's din of Ibkir Lishmo is because we cannot apply the Mishnah to the case of Ilim. But if we could apply the Mishnah to the case of Ilim, then there would be no kasha against Rabbi's Tamad Lishmo. Then there wouldn't be any kasha against Rabbi's Tamad Lishmo. This is how the Masha explains it. But the Rashba raised the same question: why did the Gemara inject all of a sudden? What's the relevance of this explanation? It's not Nigeria, this Gemara. And let's see what the Rashba says. Oh, Because the Gemara mentions all that, because why does the Gemara only ask against Rav? Even against Rove, so it's difficult. Why? Because the question is, why does the Mishnah mention this thing? According to Rove, that the whole Talmud before an Lechta, is because of an Yitzhak Mikane. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that in Yeshua Obey, in Yochelim for Nachman Lechta, in Yeshua Obey, it's kind of a chitim. Of course, if she does, he cannot say for Nachman Lechta. And Eidim Amikai, naturally it's good. I mean, what would anyone say, even for one moment, that if the Shliach doesn't say for Nachman Lechta, even though Eidim Amikai, so it's not good, according to Rabbi, the whole purpose is to authenticate the signatures, to establish that the signatures were not forged. So if he cannot say, but Eidim Amikai, of course it's good. What's the big chiddush of the Mish? So this is why the Gemara says that. You need only this alone in the Ochet. Kerichan lo tikshon, lo robe miniche, the maiko mashmo, ki lo ashvilon bikim chiz musake, ho mifshat pshitamo, ki lo nitayni mas nislo shei mitzuyin le kaime, vi lo ashvilon dechim din yochel, lei ma'atzor shei skaim bechiz mo, ho nami pshite, di minote ise, de lo imi shemo ochet yitzrichin lo lehima, ve'avinam bo, ho maravi ise, im bochet pshit, bi shleim lo robe, so nich, so then we can understand this why the Mishnah has to tell us. Because there is a Chiddush. The Tumiko Mashmo must listen. The Yilav must listen. Hava Mine, Kim Nikim Shtoves de Rabono, Vihoche Mishim Yun Akino, Ulechatrime Beidecho, Sheyema, before I left them Sagi, Umkimino Moksas Adin de Reise, Kehechen with the Tage Mitensi, Hash Name, Kim Tau Kiach Mishado, Vihaven Hamishlech Vaisha, Hishai de Kiach, אלו וחי בארצי, וחי גבני, כהיך אלו תאגי, נוקל פה, ונאי כבר לגמרי עד רייסי, ולוי ליפו יקים כבר, כל מה שלא נראה לו, נקרוי מתחיל אחד הכירו פה, אבל למי שלא יקרו, כולה היו להקים, אלו אם יוכל, Shenima is kind of chesmo. We know I get posel. The Lutinosiach is kind of chesmo. We kill me sadi, we hashin of Mishmo. El Rabikashi, the Lutinomei hash Mishmo. So this is the reason as to why the Gemara mentions all this Shakletari, Babinu. Why? Because the Gemara and the Makshin anticipated that the Talmud could tell him, why do you ask against Rabbi? You can ask against Rabbi too. What kind of a chiddush does the Mishnah tell us? According to Rabbi, that the whole town is because of Kinyon. So what kind of a chiddush is it that if it can't, the Shliach can't see from after the Lechtan, and if Eidim Arvikayim, so it's good. Naturally it's good. It's always good when Eidim Arvikayim, according to Rabbi. According to Rabbi, so that's the best thing in the world, according to Rabbi. I mean, nothing could be as good as I could have said to him, who kind of signatures. So what kind of a chiddush is it? So in order to preclude a kashe by a rebuttal by the Talmud, and we say, and now look at the Rabbi Miniche. So that's why the Gemara says, Vavim, not Bish, when according to Rabbi, we understand the Mishnah very well. Because according to Rabbi, So, according to Rabbi, the whole Talmud of Nechtam is because of King. So, Mele, if the Mishnah didn't tell us of that case where Shliach was appointed while he was a Pekeach, and then the last moment he became a Cheresh Gomor. So, it's in Yeshua Vedim is Kaim Echeismor. I could say that in such a case, he doesn't have to, he don't have to do anything. Because since with the Rai say, the Machsum Ashtam Ashkach, this is the best. But the Chachomim were Machmir. And the Chachomim were Machmir. So the Chachomim, I could say, the Chachomim were Machmir, that we had Chile. He should get a Shliach. He should send it with a Shliach who witnessed the sign. But if that Akone was conformed, was compliant, and he did witness, and he was a Pekeach. But at the last moment, accidentally, and unexpectedly, that Shliach became a Cheresh, so then maybe it's not necessary to do anything. Maybe we can rely on Midraise. So if the Mishnah hadn't told us, then we could say that since Midraise, the Shliach doesn't have to say Midraise. And it's only Midrabonon, so in the case where the Shliach, where the Baal who sent the Shliach, tried to comply with Takonas Chachamim, but then, unexpectedly, there was an accident, and the Shliach at the last moment became a Cheresh, and he couldn't say the Fonechum for the Nechtam, so then the get can be delivered without Kiyum. So, Mashmalon, so the Mishnah tells us, no, that even if the Shliach, if the Baal did everything to comply with Takonas Chachamim, and then the last moment, unexpectedly, something happened that the Shliach became a Cheresh Gomor, so it cannot be delivered without Kiyum. It still has to be delivered only if it is kindness. So that's the Chiddush. But the question is, but according to Rabbi, it's difficult. So why is it enough if it is kindness? We still have to be Cheshesh for Mishmo. This is how the Rashba explains the Ba'abinu. So the question is, what I don't understand, why now the Ramasho, the Masho knew the Rashba because he mentioned the Rashba. So why did he reject the Rashba's Pshat and he adopted another Pshat? The Rashba's Pshat seems to be very simple. Not that there is anything wrong with the Masho's Pshat, the Masho's Pshat is also right. But what's wrong with the Rashba's Pshat? That I don't understand. So the Gemara says, the Kashi, the Rabbi Niche, the Rabbi Kashi, so even if it's kind of a small, so why is it good enough? There is still a possibility, maybe it's only small. So the Gemara answers, Hochemai Eskin Olach HaShalom, this Mishneh has reference to the time when the people, the Jews in Chutz Lorenz, became knowledgeable. So they became knowledgeable in the Tzman HaMish. Because this is how the Gemara applies this Mishnah to the period when they were already knowledgeable. So Yehoche Yochanan, Monev Shech, if it is if the Mishnah has reference to the period of Lacha Shalom, of Lachash Shalom do, so Mimele, even Yochel shouldn't be necessary to for the Shliach to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. And in Yeshua Beitim is, so Uam Mikayim Nechsim should be good enough. So the Gemara says, Zeyr Hashem Yal Zeyr, don't believe in Kulei. Yochel in Yochel Ameh. So it should be enough if Eidim Am Mikayim Nechsim. Because of the Zeyr Hashem Yal Kulei. So the Gemara answers, Mikia, Mishraj was Shlich. Yes, the Shlich Oliva Drabo. Vo Yishad Lo Yishliche, Utna Lo Yishat Lo Yodito, Vo Vilba, Shetzlich Oliva Ponehat Vedechta. So the Gemara says, Shol Itach Lo Yishlich. Yoche Bal Name, Alo Metanye, who has a Shivikite in Tzotun of Vonat of Nechtam. So, why not? Let's say Shivu Tachl Bishvichetz. So the Gemara says, Tanya, my Yom Rabbon, Tzotun of Vonat of Nechtam, you was a Bal Mare, or Bosle, has been looking for the Yoni, if you may come out of it. Now let's see the Rash. Chut Bechal Shvichot Lavi Deinin, Michil Asa Shlel Gashda, Mirim Bidush, Nikot Nasa Shliach, Vadim Ano, צורך השליח, מי בקשור לשמור, בו יש לו לשליח שבניו עצמו מביא את כיתו, וזה השליח שלו יסגר לזה ועד שנגיר לזה מפעילי, הוא הבא שלי הצליחו, וזה בייס מסבירים חמות הכיתו יום יקר שם, ושאני מדעי, תעשו עד בייס מפעילי, ותהיה השליחס, שולטח לי משליחס, שינו יהיו, לא יכול כוח החומים בין שליח לשליח, אבל הודם יוכל להבחיר לכל, שערי הוא צריך לימד, אלו שיש, סוף המה שהצמשמע, ונפשעתי שולטח לי משליחס, Tachmishlichas means that Loi Plut, the Chachonim didn't want to make a distinction between one Shliach and another Shliach. But Hodin Yochel, so it's not a Chiluk in the requirement of So from Rashi it's Mashma that when an isha is a shliach, it has the same degree of leishchiche. It has the same degree of leishchiche as pikeach mischach. But then you ask, so why is it? Vis-a-vis pikeach mischach, so we say milsim leishchiche leishchiche ramon. And vis-a-vis isha, which is equally leishchiche. So we do not say because of Rabbah. And there we say that she has to say Panechta Panechta. So according to Rashi, the Teres of the Gemara is Loitach Lek Meshlichas. True, that will say Meshlich because of Rabbah, but here there is Aloch of Loitach Lek Meshlichas. But according to Rashi, it appears that Isha is just as Loishchiach as Pekeach Mishach. And from this is also much more better. פירש, בשליח אז אחד בגזין או אחד לא ישליח אותו אחד ישליח אבל הוא בטחי אותו אחד לא יגזין so it's much more from thesis also that we are gazing אחד לא ישליח אותו אחד ישליח but בטחי אותו אחד not in other words, Rashi explains it on the basis because by Pekeach when he's Charesh so I mean all right, the thesis discusses something else why aren't we gazing why aren't we gazing Chat, Treyot Chat. So Tetzvah says, Treyot Chat, we're not Gezer. But Chat, Oto Chat, we are Gezer. Chat, Oto Chat, we are Gezer. But from Rashi and Tetzvah it appears that Isha has the same degree of Leshchiche as Pekeach Mischach. But the Ramban's Pshat is different. The Ramban's Pshat is different. Now the Ramban says, that the Gemara says, the Gemara is the Kasha. Voyishem lo ishchiche, utnam im shachm im yil kito. Uvi ubachat im yosnim ufonech tam ufonech tam. So the Makshin is yun, that Isha has the same degree of unusualness as Pekeach Mischach. So then the Gemara is a teretz, so mitachlu mishliches. In other words, there are all kinds of degrees in unusualness. True, milsim leishchich leigozim rabon. So that doesn't mean that anything that is a little unusual is leigozim rabon. There are degrees of unusualness. So pikeach v'nischarish is so much leishchiach that leigozim rabon. But isha leitachim leishchiches because Chachamim cannot make a distinction between one degree of unusualness and another degree of unusualness because in kenas adon v'nachim leishurim. But these are in Pekeach and Ischarish that's so unusual, this is something that might happen once maybe in 50 years. So that degree of unusualness, the Chachomim on Adgezer, Masha'im came, Isha is like Shriach. It's not a Shriach as a man should be a Shriach. But it's not as unusual as Pekeach Mischarish. So that's the reason as why by Pekeach Mischarish we are not Gezer, and by Isha we are Gezer. I mean, that's not like Rashi's invisage. All right. Shehim is Gittish Koshmese Yarmit, Bokar Lidash. Tell me my Shriu. Tell me, tell me my Atzmur Rabbo Lechosh Beach Lekar, Mishu Shosh Tumos Ba. Oh, all right. Now, Tosh. The boy in Rishmu Yom Rabbone, שניים שהביאו קטע מדזיה צריך שיהיה מפני נחת או מפני נחת או יהיה צריכים או מלא יהיה צריכים ומה יהיה מפני נגיע שמובן סויקן ורובן ניחה לרבי קשה because it is still not established that the get was written Mishpo. Now let's see the tesis. Yoche now all the Rishayim were very much bothered by this Gemara of Yoche. So, why did the Gemara say now that the Gemara gave the Teretz? Hoche maskin lachashalom do. So according to Rabbi Yoche now, the implication being that according to Rabbi everything is fine, all is well with Rabbi. The only difficulty is with Rabbi. Gemara could have the same kasha that Gemara asks. I'll leave the Rabbi, and Gemara could raise the same kasha. I'll leave the Rabbi. Why does the Mishneh mention a case of any Yochel? Let the Mishneh im Yochel also im Yeshu Avedim is kind of chesmo. Isn't it so that according to Rabbi, if a Shliach believes a get and is Yochel in the Folechdo Funechdam, but the Aredim who are ready to authenticate, to verify the signatures that they were not forged, so it will be good enough. I mean, Rabbi will be made it. So why does the Mishnah say that only in the case that in the case of any Yochel, even Shvein is kind of chesmo? As see, in the case of Yochel, in Yishal Olavedim, so it's not this kind of chesmo. The same thing would be good enough in the case of Yochel too. So why does the Gemara? So the Gemara could ask the same kashe. According to Rabbi too, why does the Gemara say Yochel? The Yochel implies Yochel, if so, in other words, that the Mishnah can call with Rabbi, but the Mishnah has reference to the stage of Lachashalomdo. So Lachashalomdo. So then, why does the Mishnah mention this kind of chesmo only in the case of any Yochel? The Mishnah could have mentioned in the case of Yochel too. So why doesn't the Gemara ask according to Rabbi? Because according to Rabbi, we could say that's it. Yochel Yochel Name Pirush Yochel Name Sanim Kifuzma. Vintena Umay Kashu Le Rabbi Keicha Del Rabbi Nichalei Dem Forash Eli Yochel Tzorich Kiyum Chizma. Abu Yochel Sage Beimer Before Nechta Ufore Nechta Veim Tzorich Shnayim Yochel Name Forash Le Rabbi Lachashmom Du Rabbi Rabbi Shavim. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the Kashu? Yochel Name Alim Rabbi, because Rabbi could answer that Yochel, we don't need him. You see, because in Yochel, so he must have Kim Chesmo, so he must look for it. Sometimes it's difficult to find it. So Alim Rabbi, the Mishnah can be explained that the Mishnah tells us. I may be getting the Sayyam, so if it's Yochel, we don't have to bother and look for him, who are familiar with the signatures of him. But if he ain't Yochel, then we have to bother. So you could keep the same Teretz, I'll leave the Rav, and Lachash Lomdo. So the Mishnah mentions, if it's Yochel, so the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah implies as follows. If it's Yochel, we don't have to bother to find anything more familiar with the signatures. So the Shliach can verify the signatures. But if any Yochel, then we must exert an effort and find it. So the same thing that could be said, Alibe de Rabbe, could be said, Alibe de Rabbe. Rabbe Tam. So, Thesis mentions Rabbe Tam's Pshat, the Viz Pshat, and then Rashi's Pshat in Savya, and then the fourth Pshat, a possible Pshat that Thesis rejects. Let's see what the Pshat was. Weber Rabbetam, the Rabbe Nich, the Tamim Yochlashmu the boy Kim Chesmu. Aber bi Yochel, Sage, Beime, before the Nechta. Aber Gab, the Choshe, the Rabbe, the Kim Chesmu. Aber Rabbe, before the Nechta, the Kim Chesmu. Shemeit, Shemase, Lishmo. Al Kochoch, Tanos, Lashmino. Die Yochel, Sage, the Kim Chesmu. Tim de Kino Lachashwamdu so Yochaname Tiz Gabi Kinum Khais Mo. According to Rabbi, that the whole Bifariat of Vanakta is based upon Kinyon. So then as far as the verification of the genuineness of the signature is concerned. So what is the best proof? What is the best bill? As far as the establishing that the signatures are genuine, were not forged. So the best bureau, the best conceivable bureau, is Kiyum Be'edim, B'chizm. Kiyum Be'edim is the best. And before Nechtam, for Nechtam is a weaker, it's a lesser verification. It's a lesser verification. So the main way, since according to Rabbi, the for Nechtam, for Nechtam is a lesser bureau, a lesser verification, then Kiyum Be'edim, so the main way, the pshat, in the Mishnah is very simple. Hamein get nezayam. So if he's yochel, then we don't have to resort to the better bill, to the better verification. But the lesser verification is good enough. But if he's any yochel, then we have to resort to the better, to the stronger verification. To the stronger application. That's all I tell the Rabbi. But I leave the Rabbi. So Kim Chesmov is a lesser verification than Vanechtam. Because Kim Chesmov only verifies that it wasn't forged, that it was genuine, but it doesn't verify in any way that it was Nishmo. Mashaikim Vanechtam verifies two things. First, that it's genuine, and then also that it's Lishmo. So Mimele, according to Rabbi, we could not say. Maybe get Messiah. So if he's Yochel, so then we Alibi the Rabbi, we say Maybe get Messiah. If he's Yochel, so then the lesser verification is enough. But if any Yochel, the stronger verification is required. But according to Rabbi, the lesser verification is Kiyum Chesmo. Is Kiyum Chesmo. So then the question arises. So, Ba'in Yochel. So, the lesser verification is enough. Lacha Shalomdu, even Yochel, the lesser verification is enough. This is how I'm done. Aber gerade von der Dachter wollte ich ihm geht so. Sie mir ist das Mo, auch doch dann das nur die Jochen sagen mit ihm geht Mo. Kim ich mir nach Schwung do. Jochen nahm das mit ihm geht Mo. Und kam mir vor ich. Jochen hat nahm die Boys von Rabone. Ich sage mit ihm geht Mo. Kim gleich ist mir so mide. Und ihm mit Blut belong do belong do. Und ich habe wir hat Peter in Zoll. Sehen uns ja da mit. Das habe ich uns. Denn der wie hat er da. Wir wie mit vor ich doch. Jochen Jochen nahm Hey, Khadim Tzorich Kiyum. Lo Yisorich Leim Awe Rabi Bifon Ay Nechtam Ud Ben Nechtam. Kim Do Om Do. Uli Lam Minom Bas Yuri Trey Yuri Sib Min Zayam. Dil Rabi Behan Lame Kotor Mas Nisen Di Tzorich. Di Kor Mas Nisen Nisen Lo Lo Upe Do Om Do. Mili Porich Mas Nisen Lo Yishat Me Be Yigito. Vim Kein Reishen Am Ayre Bi Om Do. Uli Yen. Yise Yishin Porich Yoch Echad Name. So Rabi has another explanation to why. According to Rabbi Tam, so the Kashi of the Gemara Yochi Yochaname Ali Bede Rabbi is directed against the second Mishnah. This Mishnah of Hamim Bede Zayam Vin Yochalim Abu Fonen Nechtam Abu Fonen Nechtam Yim Yishel Nizkai Mechaismov. So according to Rabbi Tam, according to Rabbi, why does the Mishnah say Lachash Vomdo Eni Yochel Eni Yochel? So the lesser verification is enough. Lachash Vomdo, the lesser verification of Kim Mechaismov should be enough. Even by Yochel. Contrary, the Kasha of the Gemara of Yochel Yochaname is not directed against the second Mishnah. Against the second Mishnah that is mentioned after this, but the Kasha of the Gemara is directed against what we said before on that basis. So we said before that basis that the Rakimine between Rab and Robin is. Is Asur Bitrei Ubeisim Dino Bidin Sayam. So according to Rabbi, it required for Nechtam for Nechtam Beisim Dinim Sayam because of Lishmo. And according to Rabbi, it doesn't require Beisim Dino. According to Rabbi, Asur Bitrei, we just said, so the Nachkimines between Rabbi and Rabbi. So Asur Bitrei, according to Rabbi, it's required to say for Nechtam for Nechtam. According to Rabbi, it's not required. But now that you say that the second Mishnah deals already with the period when the people in Chutz Loretz were knowledgeable, so that means that at a relatively early time, before the Chassidus HaMishneh, the Jews in Chutz Loretz became knowledgeable. So when the first Mishneh was formulated, they were also knowledgeable. So how can you mention Asur Bitrei and Beisim Din as a Yam as an Afkemineh? As Nachimine, in regard to the din mentioned in the first Mishneh, because even at the time when the second Mishneh was formulated, so the people, the Jews of Chutz Loretz were very knowledgeable. So at the time when the first Mishneh was formulated, the Jews of Chutz Loretz were also knowledgeable. So what's Nachimine? This is the Kasha Gemara. Umitchim because of Rashi. Now then, Rashi then takes his mention as a third Pshat of Rashi. That's Rashi's Pshat in the Ksavya. ומתחיל הכוסף רשי, בפירו שקסף יודה, דהך קושי, דיוח יוח נאמה, ויוח אחד נאמה, עיר אל מי ויסל כדאי תמי קורא, דירב הולס לדורו, דחי דרך השעס, דיבוס אבי, סייסיף, מחוד הוד המייסיף למידוך, ושוב מוח כרשי. Then he says that Rashi in the Madura Kam, not in our Rashi, because that's in Madura Basa. So Rashi in the Madura Kam, he said he was also bothered by this Gemara. Yoch Yoch Nami. Why does the Gemara raise the Kashe against Rabbi? And why is it whatever could be raised against Rabbi could be raised against Rabbi? And whatever could be said the Alibi Rabbi could be said Alibi Rabbi. So Rashi says that this Gemara's Kashe, this Machshin assumed like the Havam in the Gemara, that Rabbi is less than the Rabbi. If Rabbi is less than the Rabbi, so then the Gemara couldn't ask. According to Rabbi, there is no kasha, because the Mishnah tells us, "Hamim kevin esayam dafkein yochel." But if he's yochel, so then it's not necessary to be mikayim chesim. But any yochel, it's necessary to be mikayim chesim. Any yochel, by yochel, alibi de Rabbi. So then, before the nechtam, is not. But by any yochel, so then it's necessary to become a chesim. Mashim kein according to Rabbi, alim b'dahav amine, so Rabbi less l'drove, so the kasha is, so kasha the Gemara is, so why does the Mishnah say, any yochel eima, before the Lechtam, then in Yesh Lovein is kind of chesim, if yochel eima, so it should be is kind of chesim. Why? Because Rabbi is less l'drove. So we are not concerned with Kiyum, we are only concerned with Mishmo. But this Pshat of Rashi is very difficult. So how does that answer the Kashi, the bothered all the Rishim? Why? Because the Hav of the Makshin assumed like the Havam that Rabbi is less like the Rabbi. So then, that if Rabbi is less like the Rabbi, so then why does the Gemara ask Yochel Yochel Name? So he's kind of chesmo. No, yoche yoch name. We don't need anything. So then the Gemara is very strange. If the Makshin assumed, like the Havam, that Rabbi is less like the Rabbi, so then the kasha of the Gemara should be yoche, bein yoche. Madu ha imeres ha mishne yisho reidim is kind of chesmo. But we boy need it. My time be no ki me in the small. We be no mide. Because if we assume that Rabbi is less than Rabbi, so the whole purpose of the Fonachim of the Nechtam is to establish that it's Lishmo. We are not afraid of forgery. And it's Lachash Londo, we are not afraid. So why does the Mishnah say in Yeshua Vedim is kind of Chesmo, but if Vedim do not authenticate the signatures, then the Yeshua cannot get married. Why not? Then she should get married without anything. So on the contrary, how is Rashi Yashin the Kashi? He makes it more difficult. So this is what Ramban complains against Rashi's pshat in the Ksavya. גם לזה הפירוש יקשה מה שאומר לו רשי זל דהב למימה So the Gemara should say, Yoche, Bein Yochel, Bein Yochel, Mayis Kaim Chesmo, Loimit Boi Emile. This is the Ramban's Kash. Kesef doesn't test. Now it is a little strange. The Ramban asks, raises that knee against Rashi, and the Ramban himself, in his Chidushim, mentions another Girsay. Another Girsay in this Gemara. Now our Girsay is in this mission. Now, Hamei Bekef Nesayam, in Yochlein Tvonach 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 Tam, in Yishon Veidim, is Kaim Chesmo. That's our Girsay. Now, if you have the Chidush Ramban. So, Lerob Elich, Pirish Lohet, אם אני אוכל, אם אנחנו כבר נלך טעם צורך, הוא מזה לי שיקה אני אומר, ולידי וידך הוא נקה נראה, וכל שכן אוכל, והוא לא מכן, הוא מסליס לו מפלוס את המחש שלו, וניסה, וניסה להחתם, ולהפקו מפלו, so, this is, ויש לי פורש, לרובה, יוכל כאילו רבון, שאותי נושא, עד שיהיה מה, וכל נלך טעם, וכל נלך טעם, כי נראה כאילו עובר, שאולי תסוק את לאי אבל אין לי אוכל הם ידעו על דין כי הוא שתובל דאון ותימוסי ומאיר לי עסקה עם לכי עצמו נגועץ and then the girsay is of that you'll soon see ומאיר עסקה כפי שאולי יום ולאחנו לי שבאגונו כי הוא שלי אוכל ולא ידע that he is the forage is unsound and must listen in the shall obey him gassin on the the implication being that the Yeshli Foreign Shite had a different Girsay. Not in Yeshua of Eidim, this kind of Chesmos, but we may live in this kind of Chesmos. We see that. But Yeshli Foreign Shite, the Rabbi Yochel Ktinu Rabbi Noam, Yeshli Noam say, at you will forget to find Lecha. Kidei, we hope you will. Shall we tizak, it's Koki to Eidim. Abo in Yochel, then we do our dinki, Shtob is down there, we do not say, we may live in this kind of Chesmos. So that probably was the Girsay of the Yeshli Foreign Shite. They were not jealous we in Yeshua Obeid in this kind of Chesmo, but we made him this kind of Chesmo. Another gears. So Meila, that means that the Mishnah is saying, Hamei we get in this Hayam, Vein Yochlein for Echim for Echta, what it mean by Yochlein? After all, in this Hayam, so there are the Chonis Chachomim. But the Chonis Chachomim, it's only the Chonis Chachomim, and I say it's not necessary. So Meila indicates of this unfortunate contingency, where the Baal tried to do everything to comply with the deed. But unfortunately and unexpectedly, the Shliach became Cheresh. So in such a case, the Chachomim were Ukme Adivaisen, were Meikil. So they applied the dispensation to the whole requirement of the Takon. So, Bemele, it's Ukme Adivaisen. But, so she can get married without anything. But in Eirin, in Yeshua of Eirin, not Eirin. So then it's kind of Chesmo. If there is an Eirin, so then she couldn't get married unless she's kind of Chesmo. But as long as there is no Eirin, so we don't need anything. So the Ramban rejects that. But there was such a Girsay, so there is no doubt that Rashi in the Xaviyat, when he explained it that way, he ochet. I'll leave it to have a minute, you know, the Trav is less than the Rome. So he explained it according to the Girsay. In Yeshua, Eirin is kind of Chesmo. And that's the reason as to why, in the Maturin Basre, Rashi was making that shot. Why? Because in the Maturin Basre, he felt like Rambam, that the right Girsay is in Yeshua, Eirin is kind of Chesmo. Not in Yeshua, Eirin is kind of Chesmo. But Rashi in the Maturin Kame accepted the Girsay in Yeshua, Eirin is kind of Chesmo. So it's a little strange. The Ramban himself mentioned such a Girsay. The Ramban said, no, listen, may you reject that? Because in most texts, it says, in Yeshua Veidim, not in Yeshua Veidim, in Yeshua Veidim, in Yeshua Veidim. But, why does he raise that Kashi against Rashi? He should have mentioned that Rashi's pshat is in line with that Girsay. But apparently the Ramban felt that it was needless to mention it, Because everybody will understand that Rashi's pshat is in accordance with that girsa, because he himself already mentioned that girsa. Alright. Now, Tesi says, we should block Rashi. Then there is a fourth pshat. Vainly for a Yochel Amin. Now, the fourth pshat that Tesi rejects, the Ramban in the Chidushi mentions that in the name of Rav Meshe Bar Rabbi Yisrael. Vainly for it. Yochel Amin is to Echle Rabbi for an Echle. Kim Yilom to Bish Leimeli Rove. So in other words, now, the kasha is, why does the Gemara pick on Rav? The same kasha the Gemara could ask against Rav. But the Gemara doesn't ask against Rav, because against Rav, the obvious pshat in the Mishnah is, how may we get in the Sayam? So if he is Yochel, then it's not necessary to resort to Tuim, who are familiar with Sinjis. But any Yochel, it is necessary. So, why couldn't we explain the Mishnah according to Rabbi also? There's the kasha. So, there is a fourth pshat, there's the pshat of a Rabbi Meshe Bar Rabbi Yisrael. Yochel Amel, in the story of the Rabbi, before I left, Kim Yom, Bish, Leino, the Rabbi, the Chai, Shlech, Rufe, Nich, Abo, the Rabbi, the Yodam, Lo, Imane, in Keinu, Yosem, Nich, Rufe, Matzor, before I left. Now, that seems So that seems to be in line with Teis Veshite. I mean, that seems to be in line with Teis Veshite that the Gimel Beis, we discussed it. Teis Veshite says the cash. The price says that according to Rameya, I mean, we get in Nezayam. No, 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 emphasizes no, 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 the implication being that even if it's not snowy, we all have before I nechta. But if he didn't say both expressions, before I nechta and before I nechta, the word is enough. Even if he said before I nechta, but if he didn't say before I nechta, it's kosher. And Rameya said that, because Rameya is the Mora de Schweitzer, who says, Kom Shamma Bishto Lachom Gitna Bad Mamza. But Rameya also holds that in the Chzimekar said, so the Chzimekar doesn't even have to be Lishmo. So according to Rav, there is no difficulty, because according to Rav, the Bifon Echtav is based upon Kiyum. So why is it necessary to say Bifon Echtav to preclude Echlufe? But according to Rav, Echlufe, he is not Cheshish for Echlufe. So the Mele, and so Rav is not Cheshish for Echlufe. He's not chesish for Echlufe. And even according to Maskola Gemara, that Rabbi is Gisloim Rove, but Rabbi is not chesish for Echlufe. Rabbi is not Echlufe. So why does Rameya mention Alim the Rabbi before an Echtaf? Let him just mention Bulioma before an Echtaf. So Teisa doesn't give it that. We saw that the Ramban said, gives a very simple text. He says, according to Maskola Gemara, that Rabbi is Gisloim Rove, Rabbi is also chesish for Echlufe. When did the Gemara say that Rabbi is not Rishbach Lufe, as long as the Gemara assumed that Rabbi is less than the Rabbi? So then the question is, why did Rabbi persevere in his Svore that before the Nechtav is based only upon the Shvor? Why couldn't it be based upon the Mitzvim Kaimim, that appears to be just as reasonable as the time of the Shmo. So then the Gemara had to say that Rabbi has a Hechrech from the Mishnah, that it's not based upon Kiyum. Because if it had been based exclusively upon Kiyum, then before Nechtav wouldn't be necessary. So then the Gemara asks, so why does Rabbi, according to Rabbi, why before Nechtav necessary? So the Gemara says, because of Rachlubi. So then the Gemara says, so why, how does Rabbi know? So then the Gemara was forced to say, Rabbi is not Reshit Rachlubi. But according to Maskola Gemara, that Rabbi is Isli Rabbi, then we have no difficulty with Rabbi. Why does Rabbi say not like Rabbi? Because Rabbi is more exhaustive. Rabbi's time are more exhaustive than Rabbi's. In other words, according to Rabbi, so the Chachomim were misafik for Nechtam in order to establish everything. Not only that it wasn't forged, but that it wasn't Shalom Lishmo either. So Memele there is no kashe. So Memele there is no hechrech that Rabbi is not cheshish for Echlufe. There is no hechrech. So why shouldn't Rabbi be cheshish for Echlufe? This is how the Ramban answers this discussion. and created the Maskona B'Gemore. So in the Rambam, then we have to say, Alim the Rabbi, that when Rav Meir says, Roman von Lechtam, so von Lechtam is only Algar Grohe. But the main thing that Rav Meir emphasizes is von Lechtam, not von Lechtam. So that's the Ramach. But this Shite is not like that. So this Shite is that even now, even the Maskona B'Gemore, even now, even the Maskona B'Gemore. So Rabbi is not Chesish Poichut. So in Leilei it seems that the Pshat of Rav Rav Meishe Barab Yisef, now the Rambam mentions the Pshat of Rav Rav Meishe Barab Yisef, Yochel Yochel Name, Yochel Yochel Name. So the Rambam mentions his Pshat. So the Gemara is asking only Alim the Rabbi, but not asking Alim the Rabbi, because Alim the Rabbi, it's very simple. So because Alim the Rabbi, so the Mishnah tells us, so then we have to resort to Eidi. Masheiki by Yochel, we don't have to resort to Eidi. We are familiar with signatures. And it is enough if the Shliach said before an Echtam, before an Echtam. But before an Echtam, before an Echtam, he has to say both by Yochel. Masheiki, Alim the Rabbi, so even by Yochel, why should the Shliach say both before an Echtam, before an Echtam? Let him just say before an Echtam. So, before an Echtam, and before an Echtam, Kiddush Shalom Du was necessary to establish that it's Lishmo, but Lacha Shalom Du it's not necessary to establish that it's Lishmo because we know it's Lishmo. That's the Kashi. So that's the Pshat of Rav Meishe Barab Yisef. So the Ramban rejects this Pshat. Why does Ramban reject? Because the Ramban does not say. The Ramban says, according to Maskona B'Gemore, that Rabbi is the Rabbi, so the Mele, Rabbi is also Cheshish Barach Lufe. So the Mele, we cannot say the Gemore has the Kashi, Yochel Yochel Name, Bishloi Ma'alim the Rabbi, it's Niche, that he has to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam. Because to preclude Ach Lufe, but according to Rabbi, we are not Cheshish Barach Lufe. No! According to Rabbi, Alim and Maskona, you are all Cheshish Barach Lufe. So the Mele, we couldn't explain. So the Ramban says we couldn't explain the Gemara's kasha of Yochel Yochel Name in accordance with our Rav Meishe Barab Yisef Shah. So that's the Ramban. So the Ramban has a right to rebut, to refute our Rav Meishe Barab Yisef Shah. But why does Tezres refute our Rav Meishe Barab Yisef Shah? So he says. So let's see why Tezres refute. Very for Shop Rabbi sort where Rabbi Yah came along. But we should have the Chaisa Kupi, the Chaisa Rabbi Yah Rahan, in the Mosra Kupi, Matson von Lechta. So Tezus refutes it. Do we come and finish very shady, Mashma? The Chimis can be from Lechta, the Rabbi Yah Shmi Shmo, the Rabbi, the Tzorach Reimre, the Chashalom, the Rabbi Shmi Shmo, the But Tezus, she is, that even after the maskone of the Rabbi is like the Rabbi, so Rabbi is still not Cheshish Mishum Yichlufe. So why was it refused? So Tezus also refused, but for different reasons. When the Ramban refutes this pshat, it's on the basis of the premise that according to maskone of the Gemara, Rabbi is Cheshish for Yichlufe to the same extent as Rabbi is Cheshish. As Rabbi is Cheshish. But Tezves holds not. Rabbi is not Cheshish Mishum Yichlufe to the same extent that Rabbi is Cheshish. Because if Rabbi would be Cheshish for Yichlufe to the same extent as Rabbi is Cheshish, so then the question would arise, why is Rabbi my time less than Rabbi? So the Ramban says, because Rabbi's time is, Alim Maskona is more exhaustive than Rabbi's. But Tezves doesn't like that. So the main thesis is forced to come to the conclusion that according to Rabbi, there is no in Choshe for Achlufe initially, at the very outset. But, in other words, according to Rabbi, the Chachomim wouldn't require before an Echta because of Achlufe. They wouldn't require before an Echta because of Achlufe. But, since the Chachomim did require at the very outset before Anechta because of Lishmo. So the Mele, even in situations where there is no Choshe of Lishmo, so in view of the fact that the Chachomim had to be misaken the obligation of saying before Anechta in some situations because of Lishmo. So the Mele, even in situations where there is no Lishmo, they also Acheshesh Mishum Achlufe, because they are also chishis mishmachlufe, mishmachlufe mishkimishdavadam. So mele, so we cannot explain the way Rav Avraham Meshi Bar Rabbi Yisrael explains. But at the same time, the kasher against Rav Meir's memory. I mean, getting this, I am lost in the moment from Lechtam, Yetzivah Bar Mamzer. So, it remains, because according to Rav Meir, that Ksive Lishmo is not necessary, not even Rabbon. So at the very outset, there were no cases where before Lechtam was required on the score of Lishmo. So, according to Rav Meir, the Chachomim wouldn't require before I nechtav, itself, solely on the basis of Achum. If the Chachomim had to require, had to be misaki before I nechtav, on the basis of Lishmo, so even in situations where the time of Lishmo is not shaykh, let's say, Lachashalomdo, so Mimele, the Chachomim still required it, because of Achlo. Masheinkin, according to Rameya, that Ksim Lishmo is not necessary. Midraise, not necessary in Rabbon. So at the very outset, even Kedem Shalom, and even in cases where it's not Lomdo, so Ksim Lishmo is not necessary, so there is no Choshe of Lishmo. Because it doesn't matter whether Lishmo or not Lishmo. So Mimele, since it wasn't necessary to be Misake before I Nechta on the score of Shel Lishmo, so on the score, exclusively on the score of Achlufe, according to Rabbi, the Chachomi wouldn't report. So Mimele, this is a privity to refute Harab Rabbeisha Barab Yesev's. Harab Rabbeisha Barab Yesev's. Now, what's the pshat in Tisvis? I mean, why is it? I mean, Tisvis says as follows. In other words, at the very outset, Rabbis holds the Chachomim wouldn't require before they left out because of Achlup. But if at the very outset, in many situations, they had to be misakim, before they left out, on the score of Nishmo, some mele even Lachashalomdo, when it wasn't necessary, on the score of Lishmo, so they could be misaking it, on the basis of Lachlo. Why? So the pshat in Tesis is as follows. In other words, there is a cloud of Loibur. But Tesis Shite, I mentioned it many times, that usually Takores Chachomim have a rationale not only as to the why, but it also has a time, a rationale as to the how. Why is not enough? So in many ways, true, there is, Lloyd Pluk is a good reason as to the why. In other words, let's say, Chachomim are misakin certain takone because of certain reasons. And in certain situations, that reason doesn't apply. So we still say, don't look. Why don't look? Because that explains the why. Because the Chachomim cannot make distinctions between one case and another case, because that is conducive to confusion. If Chachomim will make distinctions between one case and another, so it's don't look. So that is a good rationale from the point of view of the why. But it's not a good rationale from the point of view of the how. If the whole, in other words, if the whole time doesn't apply to a certain situation, why should this obligation apply? How? So this is why Tisa says. Tisa Shitti is that according to Rabbi, so Achlufe is not a sufficient reason from the point of view of why. From the point of view of why Achlufe is not a sufficient reason. According to Rabbi, Achlufe itself is a sufficient reason. Achlufe Kim Shtiras Ba'ome, from the point of view of the why, it is a sufficient reason. But according to Rabbi, Achlufe is not a sufficient reason from the point of view of the why of the Takon. But, Somimele, Tesis says, Sikashi, taste. So it's not. So it's not a sufficient reason from the point of view of the mind. But in the case where at the very outset the Chachomim were compelled to be misake before Nainechta because of the Shmo. And Mimele, but there are other cases, Lachashwandu, where it is not necessary. It is not necessary to say before an Echta because of the Shmo. But then there is a good reason from the point of view of the why, because of the blue. But Chachomim are indisposed to be misake a halacha of Ripluk if it cannot be explained from the point of view of the how. So in Mele, we say the Chindis can be for an Echta for Rabbi Mishim Lishmo. So at the very outset, there was a very good reason from the point of view of the why. Why to be misake before an Echta? In order to prevent the Mishmo of Shalom Lishmo. But there are certain cases where there couldn't be a possibility of a mikshul. So then, there is another reason from the point of view of the why. Why you should say before an echta. Because of Vayplug. But then, the Chachomim are reluctant to be misaken in Takone just on the basis of the why, if it cannot be explained. How does it operate? What does it accomplish? So So the question is, what does it before the Nechtav accomplish? What it verifies that it's Lishmo, the analogy. It doesn't verify anything. Everything is established. But it accomplishes something. It accomplishes that it prevents Achluf. Even though that Choshe of Achluf is so remote, that the Chachomim wouldn't have elected it akone on the base, exclusively on the basis of that remote possibility of Achluf, call it around. But in this case, since they were forced to be misaki before an Echta at the very outset, from the point of view of the why, because of the Choshe of Shalom Lishmo. But there are certain cases where that choshe of the why of Shalosh Lishmo doesn't apply. Let's say Lach Shalom do, but then there is a good reason from the point of view of the why to make the same thing apply in all situations. But it wouldn't make sense if it doesn't accomplish anything. So then the Chachomim applied this takone on the basis of the plug because of the chlupe. So because of the chlupe, that explains the how. What did it accomplish? But if not for the chlupe, then the Chachomim wouldn't say the plug. What do you mean the plug? But it has to make sense. The Chachomim wouldn't require him to sing his song in order because of the chlupe. I mean, just because of the plug, they wouldn't require the shliach to sing his song that is not relevant. But, so if not for the time of the chlupe, and Chlupi is also tam. But Rabbi, according to Rabbi, the Choshe of the Chlupi is so remote that the Chachomim wouldn't at the outset, at the inception, be misaking before I left out because of the Chlupi. It's so remote. But if the Chachomim were forced to be misaking that Akone because of the Choshe of Shalom Lishmo, so Mimele, because of the remote possibility of Achlufe, they apply the same takone also to Lachashlom. So Mimele, we cannot accept the pshat of Aram Mishmanis. Now, we cannot accept the pshat of Aram Mishmanis. And then, so how many pshat do we have? We have Ramtam's pshat. We have Ramtam's pshat. We have the Riz Pshat, we have Rasa Pshat Misabiyat, we have Rav Ramish Bar Riz Pshat, we have Rav Ramish Bar Riz Pshat, there's the Post Pshat, and then there is the Raibiz Pshat, the Rishon Lish. All and then Gemara Yoch Yoch Nami. Why does Gemara raise the question against Rabbi and not against God? So the Raibiz says something else. The Raibiz says that the recording to Rabbi that the town of Bifonayachta was Bifonayachta. So, who was elected? The Takon of Bifonayachta was elected because of Ishmo, and King Ishmo, and Lachashwan. So, what does it mean? That originally, at a very early period, the Jews in Chutzlorets were not knowledgeable. Then, later on, so it was Achshar Dorei, and they became more scholarly, more knowledgeable. So how did they become more knowledgeable? How? So there is only one way of becoming knowledgeable, the Rambam says, and that is by becoming involved learning. So that means that the yeshivas in Chutz Lorets, even outside of Borek,